Masechet Holin Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. The first two perakim of this Masechet will talk about the laws of Shechita. In order to allow an animal or a bird to be eaten, the Torah commands us to kill it through Shechita, which is the cutting of the throat with a blade. If an animal or a bird dies without Shechita, or if Shechita was done in a way that's halachically unacceptable, the animal is called a Nevela. The meat of that animal is biblically prohibited to be eaten. The Shechita is where the kane and the veshet are both cut. The kane, which is the trachea, the windpipe of the animal, and the veshet, which is the esophagus, the food pipe, they're fully cut. There are certain laws that are done when it comes to Shechita. It has to be done from the front of the neck. It cannot be done from the back. It has to be done in one motion. There can't be any pausing during the cutting. And also it has to be a slicing stroke as opposed to a chopping one. And a smooth blade with no nicks have to be used that doesn't tear the pipes. There are five ways that a Shechita can become invalidated, as the Halakha Moshe Mitzrayim tells us. Number one, Shehiyah. If there's any pause during the Shechita, even if the Shechita was completed and the animal dies, the animal is not kosher. Derasa, if the knife is pressed into the neck of the animal, as opposed to slicing it back and forth. Number three, Halada, which is hiding the knife within the folds of the fat of the animal, where you're unable to see the knife as it's cutting the throat. Number four, hagrama, cutting above or below the area of the neck during in that spot that you're supposed to slaughter the animal. And ikur, if you're slaughtering with a knife that has nicks in it, you tear the pipes as opposed to cutting them. Mishnah says, hakol shuhatin v'shihitatan keshira. Anybody who is mumcheh, anybody who has familiarity with the laws of Shechita, is allowed to slaughter an animal. But if we don't know that a person is familiar with the laws of Shechita, they shouldn't slaughter l'katahila in the first place. And when we said u'shechita tan keshira, but if they did the Shechita, even those people who aren't familiar with Shechita, if they did it, the Shechita is valid as long as we question them afterwards on the laws of Shechita, and we could verify that it was done accordingly. If we test them afterwards and we find out that they understood the laws of Shechita, the Shechita that they did is considered to be valid. But if they're unable to be tested, if we don't have the ability to talk with them, then the Shechita is invalid. The opening of the Mishnah, HaKol Shuhatin, is coming to include even somebody who has not proven his ability to do Shechita, which we may think that we would be concerned that the person would hesitate, he would faint, there's bloodshed, and therefore the pause would invalidate the Shechita. But what we're learning from here is that we're not concerned that a person would faint. Chutz mechayresh shoteh v'katan, the halakha that everybody is allowed to slaughter excludes a deaf mute, a person who doesn't have knowledge, and also a minor. We don't allow these people to slaughter, even if they know the laws of Shechita. And if they did the Shechita is automatically invalid and you're not allowed to eat that animal. Shema yikalkelu b'shechitatan, because they may have ruined their Shechita. They lack the awareness, they don't have the ability. And it's possible that when they did the Shechita, they didn't do it in a halachically acceptable manner. V'kulan sheshechatu v'aharim ro'inotan shechitatan keshira. But any of these people who slaughtered while other people who were familiar with the laws of Shechita were watching them, the Shechita is valid because other people were able to detect if there was a problem or not. And if they didn't detect anything and they thought that everything was okay, then even the Hayresh Shoteh V'Katan, even the people who we mentioned weren't Baki, weren't Mumhin in the laws of Shechita, these people would also have their Shechita accepted. The next group of people is not qualified in any scenario to do Shechita. Shechitat Nochri Nevela. If a non-Jew does Shechita, even if it was done correctly, even if a Jew was watching what went on, we say that the Shechita is invalid and the animal is a Nevela. The Torah requires that a Jew be the one who slaughters the animal. It has to be somebody who's commanded by the Torah to eat kosher, which would exclude a non-Jew. We're talking here about a non-Jew who slaughtered the animal without intentions of Avodah Zarah. Therefore, the dead animal is allowed to be used for Hana'ah, for any form of benefit, because the animal wasn't slaughtered for the purposes of idolatry. But if the non-Jew slaughtered the animal for Avodah Zarah, Let's say he was a priest, for example, or he was somebody who was known to do that, then the animal is prohibited to benefit from, because we automatically assume that the offering was for a false god. Continues the Mishnah, umetame'a b'masa. This type of nevela makes people tameh by being carried or touched, but not by tum'at ohel. In other words, if it's actually touched, it gives off tum'ah, or if it's carried in a box and the person who's carrying it is not actually touching it, but he's carrying something in between his hands and the animal. There's a box, there's a cushion, there's something. It still transmits tum'ah. The Gemara asks over here, why is there such a need to teach us this idea that a nevela transmits tum'ah by being carried? Every time we have a nevela, it transmits tum'ah through being carried. So why in that unique scenario does it have to tell us? Explains the Gemara that here we're talking about a situation that it was killed without Avodah Zarah purposes, and therefore it gives off only tum'ah through masa, through carrying it. But if it was killed with the intentions of Avodah Zarah, a tikrovet Avodah Zarah, then it also makes somebody tameh from ohel, from being under the same roof, by being in the same location as the nevela. If it was done for Avodah Zarah purposes, we could learn it out from here. Now we'll talk about the laws of Shehaita. If it was being done without the ability to see, Shohet Balayla, somebody slaughters an animal at night and they didn't have the ability to see the animal while it was being slaughtered, V'chein HaSomeh SheShahat, or a blind person who slaughtered, Shehaitato Keshira, the Shehaita is valid after the fact. It is forbidden for the Shehaita to be done in this type of scenario because the Shohet may be doing something improper without realizing it, but B'de'avad we say the Shehaita is okay. Now we'll talk about Shehaita done on Shabbat or Yom Kippur when Shehaita is forbidden. HaShohet B'Shabbat U'B'Yom Kippurim, somebody slaughters an animal on Shabbat or on Yom Kippur and they don't have knowledge of the fact that they're doing something wrong. Let's say they forgot that Shehaita was forbidden on Shabbat or Yom Kippurim, or they forgot that the day was actually Shabbat or Yom Kippurim, and Shehaita is one of the Avot Melachot, they're not allowed to do on Shabbat and Yom Kippur. So let's say they did slaughter it by mistake without realizing that they were doing wrong. Af al pi shemitchayev benafsho, even though he did something that he is liable to pay with his life, he committed a very severe Avera that would have cost him his life if he did it b'mezid, if he did it on purpose. If someone does a melacha on Shabbat in front of witnesses and they warned him correctly, he's really put to death. On Yom Kippur, he would be karet. But we're saying he did something so egregious, so rough. We say shehaita toke shirah, but shehaita here is still considered to be valid. He didn't have the intention to violate the Shabbat or Yom Kippur. Therefore, we say that the shehaita is okay. The meat's not allowed to be eaten until after Shabbat's over, because not allowed to benefit from the melacha that's done on Shabbat or Yom Kippur for the rest of the day, but it is considered to be edible and kosher afterwards. If somebody did it on purpose, if they slaughtered the animal on purpose, then the slaughterer himself is never allowed to eat the meat. Others, though, are allowed to eat it as soon as the day is complete.